All right, speaking of that, speaking of Sunday morning, he'll be in the booth here in our fine city. We always love catching up with Mike Doc Emmerich. He's on the line with us. Of course, NBC, the national game Sunday morning will be here in Nashville, Predators hosting the Blues. Mike, how you doing? Good morning.
Doing right. Good to talk to you guys.
It's great to talk to you. It was awesome to catch up with you several times last year in the run to the Stanley Cup Final. And in fact, I remember, Doc, the first time I sat down with you as a Predators morning skate in the United Center surrounding game one of round one of the playoffs. And little did we know, right, what kind of ride was about to happen for the Predators, what kind of journey they were going to go through.
It was magnificent, wasn't it? And now they're totally off the radar because they're leading the division. They've got the best power play at home in the sport and the best penalty killing on the road in the sport. And everybody knows about the Predators now, but those were the days of innocence when it seemed like that the Blackhawks were the decisive favorite and they didn't score a goal at home in two games.
You know this, being around the game for so long, and we all understand this, and it's not just hockey, it's in all sports. Market size, fan base, it matters when you're putting on a nationally televised game. You want the ratings, the best ratings, and traditionally the biggest fan bases get those games, and so therefore we've seen a lot of Blackhawks and Rangers and, you know, the usual suspects over the years on national television. But last year, how much do you think that run and what happened in a market like Nashville, where the city became, it just was taken over in a sea of gold and hundreds of thousands of people out on the streets who didn't have tickets, just watching the games on big screens and the ratings, when you didn't think that a Nashville team could garner good ratings nationally. How do you think that changed things moving forward?
Well, it became infectious, didn't it? I mean, many people across the country know about Nashville being a home of country music and about all of the famous people that have taken residence in Nashville. And they've known about there being a hockey team there, but they didn't know how good the team was. And they may not need to be as reacquainted with how good the team is as you and I talk today, but the other side of it was a fantastic party that was thrown all through the spring, and it turned out to be based in Nashville right through to the Game 6 against Pittsburgh. And maybe it didn't have the finish that all the fans in Nashville wanted and many across the country wanted, but it certainly set the table for another great run by the Predators this spring. I think for fans, you agonize with your team up and down during the course of the season, but during the course of the year, there comes a time in the pursuit of happiness when it's time to just sit and be happy. And I think for Nashville fans, probably it for me to dictate the terms for Nashville fans, this is one of those times. Your team is great. It's settled in really well. It's playing wonderfully, and you have St. Louis coming in a game that becomes very important for both teams, but especially for St. Louis, coming in here on Sunday. So it's a great time in the lives of a Nashville fan to be turning out and watching the team play.
This may be a silly question, but here goes. Because the game has changed and evolved into what we see today, where it's all about speed, some speed, and then some more speed. It's a fast, fast game, as we know. The athletes are a little bit different. You don't necessarily have to be the big body guys that we were grown accustomed to in the past, and it's not about neutral zone traps, and it's not about slowing things down and, you know, cluttering and bogging things up. Does that change things for you in the booth at all?
Well, yes. I mean, it has more of a flow than it did, and I think once Brendan Shanahan gathered his people together and they had the conference in the middle of that dark winter of 2004-05, and they determined that, I believe, out of 11 rule proposals that came out of that, 9 were adopted. And things changed radically right after that. And then, of course, the coaches, some of them came up with ways about that. And so we had to retool the rules yet again. But I think the thing that's come from that is that now size does matter some, but speed matters all the more. And where there were guys out of that 2004-05 lockout, they could play into their 40s. There are fewer of those because now there are guys into their 33s and 34s who have found that the game has gotten faster and that they can't keep up as well. And so there are guys whose careers are ending in their mid-30s, whereas it used to be that it was the later part because the guys coming in now can skate so much faster. And the game is faster, and it's a lot of fun to call because it's going back and forth. It's a thrill to be a part of this, and 45 years hasn't been my enthusiasm, and I'm sure that the Predators fans who have followed this sport for that long, even though they haven't had the Predators there that long, who feel the same way. It's just a thrill to go to the rink and watch the old players do what they do, and to see the collisions that take place, because it still is a body contact sport, and to watch how well this team has been built by David Poyle.
Mike Emmerich is with us. He'll be on the call for NBC Sunday at 11 o'clock as the Predators take on the St. Louis Blues. And, Mike, I'll tell you, it's interesting as you describe the speed here. We had one last night that was pretty interesting where Kevin Fiala accidentally did the move that you saw in the All-Star game with Kucherov, where he sort of lets the puck go and fakes like he's going to go make a shot, and the puck just sort of glides right through the five hole there. It's such an interesting play to see that players are actually practicing moves like this and executing moves like that. And Fiala sort of did it on accident. But at the same time, in that moment, you're thinking to yourself, did he try to do that?
Yeah, I'm so happy for him to have the year that he's having and to be healthy after what happened in the playoffs against St. Louis last year. And I think, too, the moves that guys used to practice and never think of doing in a game, they can do now, of course, especially in a lopsided game like that one did turn out to be. It was fun to watch the power play and a couple of shots that hit the post, one from Yossi. And on the same power play, that one was from Yossi. I can't remember who the other one was that hit the post. It may have been Ellis. But to see Arvidsson play as well as he has and to be as hot as he has. But Fiala is a wonderful story, too. We're just looking forward to all that. And, of course, we encourage Predators fans to bring – I really love animals, and I'm glad that they have the Humane Society promotion going on Sunday. So bring treats, and make sure you leave treats at the door, because that's part of one of my fun calendars from one of the past Predator years was Jason Arnott on the cover holding a huge bulldog. And he was about the only guy on the team that could hold that dog. But I remember asking about it. He said, I was able to hold it. It was heavy. It was probably 75 to 80 pounds of dog, but he was actually a fun dog, but that Jason made the cover that year. And I know that they do this calendar every year, and like many teams, they work with local humane societies. They have a fashion show going on today. It's all a part of how wonderful this team is in working with the community, too. I guess I got us off the rails there, guys. I'm sorry.
Mike, it's interesting. These next few days, there's so much talk around the league, and it's so much fun just to sort of listen in on all these ideas that are being thrown out there at the trade deadline. But it's very compelling to see what some of these teams will try to do to add a piece here or there to load up for the postseason.
Yeah, it was fun to see last night that I was affiliated with the network that carried the New Jersey Devils games for 21 years. And it was just a no-no. You never made a deal with the Rangers because they were fierce rivals 5 miles apart. They hated one another, et cetera. You never thought of dealing with them. And here comes Michael Grabner across the Hudson to add some more speed to the Devils after their game, after the Rangers game last night. So you never say never, I guess. But it'll be exciting between now and Monday to see what pieces are necessary. The Predators look really good to me, and I don't know that David Poyle is considering anything. I'll tell you, Eli Tolvanen, who played for Finland in the Olympics, only 18 years of old. He's a Predators draft choice, 18 years of age. I don't know at what point he might be added to the team. That's not up to me, but boy, he looked good. He got 9+ in 5 games for Finland in the Olympics. And that just shows how well put together this team is. Peter does a great job coaching them, and they're really deep, and they just look good. It's a time to enjoy them, and we plan on doing that Sunday as well as the Blues, their competitors. They're going to try to wax the Blues 4 straight on Sunday.
Mike, you've done so many great Olympic events over the years, and I'm guessing in this time of the year, you're not getting a whole lot of sleep in general. I remember seeing you coming in for one of those games in Anaheim a couple years ago where you'd flown all night from wherever you were the night before to call the Predators game that evening. But did you stay up and catch up with the USA versus Canada game the other night?
Oh, yes, right to the finish. Wasn't it great?
It was awesome.
It was thrilling. I actually texted one of the players on the team that, okay, wonderful, make sure you sing the song loud when you sing it. I'm going to bed at 2:10 Eastern time. And then I sent a text later saying, no, I stayed through it. It was such an exciting celebration. I stayed awake till 3 o'clock or a little bit after Eastern time. It was thrilling, wasn't it? I mean, it was one of those games that both teams played wonderfully, Canada in the first period and the U.S. in the second, third, and overtime. Particularly in the third and overtime, they dominated. And it was almost one of those things that was sort of scary if you were an American fan, that, gee, they overplayed and they played them so much better. It's a shame to see this end in a shootout, especially were the dominated team to come back and actually take the gold medal in a shootout. Didn't work out that way, but it was thrilling. And that's one of the things that you give up. Sleep, as my former partner Bill Burnett used to say, sleep's overrated, especially when you're entertaining yourself so much by watching a game like that.
Mike, we're really looking forward to Sunday morning. It's going to be a lot of fun here at Bridgestone Arena, and we look forward to seeing you. Thanks so much for doing this, as always.
Oh, it's great talking to you guys again, and who knows, we may be doing this a few times.
We would love to do that.
Thank you.
Certainly the plan.
You guys have a great day.
You do the same. Mike Doc Emrick, NBC, of course. It is the nationally televised game Sunday morning, 11 o'clock puck drop here in Smashville as the Predators host the St. Louis Blues. And